Gwen, you're very welcome to In Business.
Thank you very much, Amber. Thank you for having me.
So FRS Recruitment has released the results of its Employment Insights report. Gwen, I suppose just to start off, why did you decide to undertake this survey in the first place?
I suppose to give it some context, FRS Recruitment have been running this piece of research since 2009, and we run it on an annual basis. And essentially, it gives us a real insight into the sentiment with employers and employees, and it shows us the changing trends that emerge each year. So I suppose the survey itself, it covers a range of topics, and some of the topics that came out strong this year was around the impact of the economy's having on the recruitment, the need for employers to headhunt, and also salaries came through as a strong topic this year.
And how many people and who were they, I suppose, that took part in this survey?
It's a nationwide survey, and 1,886 people took part this year.
Fantastic. So quite a big mix and a broad range of people there, which is great to see as well in terms of a survey and the results that it provides, Gwen.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great temperature check around April or May, what's going on nationally and regionally throughout Ireland.
And I suppose we'll go into the different headings, I suppose, you know, and the main findings of the survey now, Gwen. But in terms of headhunting, what were some of the main findings?
So specifically, almost one in two people in Kerry, 45% of them, say that they've been headhunted in the past 12 months. It's slightly below the national average of 54 people who have been headhunted nationwide over the last year.
Okay, how would that vary, we'll say, from previous years, or would it be kind of in and around the same figure?
I think it's similar and not a huge difference, but certainly headhunting, it features strongly throughout the nationwide survey.
That's really, really interesting.
If you think it's one in two, yeah, it's one in two people in Kerry. So it's quite strong.
It certainly is. And Gwen, I know the survey also looked at wages then, and also maybe like people changing jobs or looking for job progression. And it found that people were kind of looking to go to a new job if they felt they were going to get progression there. So you might talk us through some of those findings as well, if you don't mind.
So our findings tell us that the majority of people, 57% of people in Kerry, believe that changing jobs is the best way to secure the wages that they deserved. On a national basis, it's one in six say they're willing to change jobs for a pay rise of 10 or less and willing to move to rising to almost half for a salary increase of 20% is on offer. In Kerry, specifically, only one in three, 34%, will be willing to change roles for that sum. So four in 10 people, 41% in Kerry, feel that they're more likely to progress their career by moving jobs. And also amongst those, half, 46%, believe that they could secure a new job in 3 months or less if they needed to.
Okay, very good. And is that kind of, was a worrying, or maybe worrying might be the wrong kind of a word, but in terms of progression, that people don't feel that they can get progression in the jobs that they're currently in?
I think it's more from a salaries point of view that they feel that they could progress their career by changing jobs.
And I presume then, Gwen, is that something that employers should be maybe looking at and maybe considering if they want to retain their own staff that they have, particularly those, I suppose, with, you know, a lot of experience? Because I know there has been quite a skill shortage as well, and people with experience in certain roles just aren't there for certain types of jobs at the moment.
Yeah, retention is key on employers' agenda at the moment. And they need to be mindful about and focus on retention. Salary is the most common reason for attrition in workforces at the moment. And yeah, it's something that they need to be mindful of. Retention is key for those skills.
The national outlook at the moment and the economic forecast has been quite positive in comparison to the last couple of years. You know, things are looking like they're improving. I know obviously we're still in the cost of living crisis, and we've come through, you know, a very difficult time for people in terms of their own personal cost of living, but also the running of a business and operating costs and things like that. So our businesses in general, we'll say, I know you can't speak for every business, but are they in kind of a position where they can look at giving salary increases, or is the climate still, you know, in a bad place for businesses at the moment, that it's something that the vast majority of them maybe can't look at the moment?
I think there are certainly some fears still in the marketplace this year, but it's slightly better than they were a year ago. 6 out of 10 employers now say that the economic uncertainty is impacted on their recruitment outlook. But we can also see a level of uncertainty increasing amongst the employees. In Kerry, for example, 38% say that they fear their job security. But look, I suppose you can see it edging further away from the uncertainty as the year progresses. But I suppose people are mindful of the, you know, the cost of living and inflation.
Yeah, they certainly are. Something, Gwen, that we've talked about an awful lot on the show, and I suppose more and more businesses are looking at as well, is AI or artificial intelligence. How many of those that were surveyed here in Kerry say that that is something that they use in their daily running of a business?
The majority of figures around AI, the concern is, you know, that it might replace their jobs. If we look at 7 out of 8 people in Kerry, 87% of people in Kerry said that they've used AI in their workplace, and 58% believe that AI will impact or replace their job in the future. And that is up on the 29% of people who were surveyed last year in Kerry. You know, but I suppose there are certain sectors on a national level, you know, those most likely to use AI in the workplace would be education and training around the sectors of hospitality and tourism or agri. But the lowest usage of AI in the workplace is around those working in IT and the pharma and med devices area, which would be obviously highly regulated.
Yeah, absolutely. And Gwen, I suppose, like, you know, that's a concern, obviously, that people have. We've had experts in the field of AI, I suppose, on the show in the last couple of weeks. And what they've all said in common was that, you know, people will still always be needed, you know, to check the AI to make sure that it's doing the right thing and that it's working, I suppose, in a way that's responsible as well. So is that a legitimate concern, or is there a chance that some jobs will be taken out by AI, but others will still remain, I suppose, depending on the area, as you mentioned, and, you know, how often it's used in a business?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think usage will continue in certain sectors, and certainly, you know, areas where we can be more efficient to introduce AI, I think they will. But I certainly don't think it's immediate danger of any, you know, roles being lost in high volumes.
Okay, that's good to hear. Another area, I suppose, Gwen, as well, I know that you touched on in the survey, but it's something that has been a big issue of concern, is the housing crisis. It's something that's impacting on, you know, the housing market, I suppose, has been impacting on people getting jobs because they obviously need a place to live if they're moving to a specific area. Is that something that we're seeing here in Kerry? Is it playing a role, or is it impacting on people actually getting successful candidates into a job?
Yes, Amber, it is. When we look at Kerry and specifically around the area of housing, 1 in 2 employers in Kerry are saying that housing issues are impacting their recruitment outlook. You know, housing is a concern when people are considering relocation. So certainly housing has to be a consideration.
And did you look at remote working at all, or hybrid working, in this survey, Gwen?
It wasn't a big focus in this survey, but I think, look, I think it's a given. Most employees now will have an expectation for some type of hybrid, depending on the industry that they work on. You know, some industries require on-site presence. And then for those who can afford a hybrid model, I think it's a real expectation of employees these days.
It certainly is. And I suppose it kind of comes into the focus as well when we look at the housing crisis. And if people are struggling to get employees into an area, it might be something that businesses are forced to look at as well, depending on their situation and how many vacancies they have to fill, I suppose.
Absolutely. And I suppose if they can be creative in that element, it opens up a wider talent pool, you know, that they can access people in remote areas and have them join their workforce, you know, where it makes sense.
Just before we finish up, Gwen, we spoke about it there briefly a minute ago about the skills shortage. We mentioned it, that certain companies are noticing that the candidates just aren't there to the level maybe that they would have expected them to be there. Again, when we look at Kerry in particular, is that something that's still impacting on the work environment here?
Yes, I mean, headhunting, I think it's going to continue and it's going to grow. Specifically, I suppose if we look at in Kerry, we mentioned the stat of 1 in every 2 people in Kerry have been headhunted. There is a nationwide skills shortage. We're at practically full employment in the economy, and this means that the pool of available candidates is very low, and most of the skilled and qualified candidates are already working in jobs. So I suppose it's part of a recruiter's role to attract them out of those positions and secure a new role for them and an opportunity. So it's about, I suppose, reskilling for employers. It's about reskilling the staff that they have currently.
And I suppose if there's someone listening and they're looking for a job, we'll say, you know, they're in the market at the moment and they're looking, they're putting out applications, would it be worth their while taking part in maybe like upskilling courses while they're waiting? Does that make a difference if someone sees, like, you know, that this person has tried to upskill while they've been searching for a role? If someone is looking to hire them, would they be impressed by that, we'll say, Gwen?
Yes, absolutely. It shows initiative. It shows that they want, you know, to involve themselves in continuous learning. Upskilling is vital, and it's certainly very appealing for employers when they see that they can take that initiative. Absolutely.
That's great to hear. Gwen, there's a lot of aspects covered in the Employment Insights report. Overall, what's your impression of it? Like, is it a kind of a positive result or a negative result? Or how are you feeling in terms of, we'll say, the market in Kerry?
I think overall it's positive. It's certainly the trends are looking positive. I think we need to see the rest. It'll be interesting this time next year to come back and compare and contrast. But certainly, look, I think it's a positive overall. And we'll be mindful of what happens in the next couple of months with regards to inflation. I'd like to see, you know, that to continue to drop. But I think overall it's a positive outlook for Kerry.
That's fantastic to hear. Gwen, it's been great talking to you, and thanks a million for taking us through the findings there of the FRS Recruitment Employment Insights report.
Thanks so much, Amber, for allowing me to come on board and speak about it.